So the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtas Meiser Sheni Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph Meiser Sheni Nitan Liachila Ulesia Ulesicha. Let's take a look at that pasuk again in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, "V'nasata akesef b'chalasha ta'av v'nafshecha, v'bokar v'tzayin v'yayin v'shechar, b'chalasha t'shalcha nafshecha v'yachal t'sham l'fnei Hashem l'kecha." Those are our instructions what to do with Meiser Sheni. V'yachal t'sham. You have to eat it in your shalayim. Torah says eating, but we understand that drinking is included in eating. So that's where our Mishnah tells us, Meiser Sheni Nitan was given liachila both to eat it, l'shasiya, and to drink it, ulasicha, and to shmir it, and to rub it in. It's mutter for someone to rub into his skin the oil of Meiser Sheni, because sicha is kishsiya. Shmiring it is like drinking. We know that from a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kovtes, pasuk Yod Ches. The pasuk says, V'tovi chamayim bekirba yuchashem en biatzmoisav. Like the water in him and the oil in his bones. The pasuk puts together drinking and shmiring. But eating has its limitations. Lechel davar shedarkei lechel. You can eat something which is normally eaten. In other words, although there's an iser to destroy Meiser Sheni, there's a mitzvah to eat it, you don't have to eat something if this isn't the kind of thing that people run to eat. Let's say he bought bread with Meiser Sheni and you pick it up and there's a big green mold mark on it. Or wine that has like things floating on top that shows us that this wine is not so good. Or he cooked a tavshal and it was left out of the, well, they didn't have refrigerators, but it was left out of the cold too long and you can smell it. You're not mechuyev to eat something which normally people don't eat. That's number one. The second chiddush in lechel davar shedarkei lechel is even if for whatever reason the person wants to eat something raw, but it's something that normally people cook before they eat, and you can't eat it when it's raw. One of the examples about Tanura gives is you can't chew raw wheat, even though maybe some people do, but that's not the derech. And with Meiser Sheni, you can't use it in a way that it's not normally used. So again, when we say lechel davar shedarkei lechel, it includes two things. There are two halachis here. Number one, it's a kula. You're not mechuyev to eat something if it's not appetizing, if it's not something that people would eat. And the second side of the lach is a chumrah, that if for whatever reason you want to eat something in the way that normally people don't eat it, people normally cook it, you can't eat it raw. For that matter, lasach davar shedarkei lasach, and you're allowed to rub only with something that's normal to do sicha with. For example, lo yasach yayin v'chaymetz. You can't rub your skin yayin with wine or chaymetz or vinegar, not with yayin or chaymetz of Meiser Sheni. Because those are things that are usually used for eating and drinking, not rubbing. Avol sachu es hashemen. You could rub your skin. He could rub his skin with oil. Oil is used for rubbing. Vayter zakta mishnah ein mefatmin. That means to mix with psamim. Shemet shel Meiser Sheni, the oil of Meiser Sheni. You want to mix it with psamim. Shall have a better tam, a better reyach. You can't do it. Why can't I do it? After all, I'm making it better. The answer is, the pieces of psamim absorb the oil of Meiser Sheni. And those pieces are thrown out. You don't eat them. So you have oil of Meiser Sheni that's getting lost in the process. You also can't use Meiser Sheni money to purchase shemen that has already been mixed with this psamim. Here the Bat Tanura gives us a different time. Shemen mefutim. By the way, mefutim comes from the same lashon as pitim aktiris. When you mix the psamim in a special way, Shem Mefutim is very, very expensive. Most people couldn't afford it. Only very special, delicate people that are used to the nicest things. So it isn't considered a normal use of Meiser Sheni. It's like you're wasting the Meiser Sheni money. You're buying it on something that people don't usually spend money on. Avol Bat, says the Mishnah Vayter, Mefatim Hu Esei Yayin. You can mix spices into the wine. Why? So some say, even though it also absorbs some of the wine, but you drink it together with the wine, so it's not a problem. It's not like the pieces of psamim that are thrown out afterwards. When you're throwing out the psamim, you're throwing them out with the Meiser Sheni oil that seeped into it. Some say the kinds of spices you put into wine doesn't absorb it. Either way, it's mutter to put into the wine of Meiser Sheni, dvash, and palpalim to make what's called, says the Bat Tanura, yeinoimlin. That was a special kind of a psamim aroma-filled wine. Vayter says the Mishnah. Now here the shaila is like this. How do I assess value? If you're buying something with the money of Maaser Sheni, you're not supposed to overpay. Well, it's not a good idea to overpay for things. When it comes to Maaser Sheni money, it's an achrayus. It's like not your money. So Zakta Mishnah Nafal L'Toichai. Let's say it fell into the wine of Maaser Sheni, and I'm outside of Yerushalayim, and it fell into the wine of Maaser Sheni, dvash, honey, utaval, or other kinds of tastes or spices, fell into the wine, and the dvash and the tavlin is chulin. But l'maisa, it's a better wine because of it. V'hishbichu, the wine is now worth more. Now, I'm outside of Yerushalayim. I have to take this to Yerushalayim. It's hard for me to take it. I want to redeem it for money. For how much money? Let's say this wine, before the extra taste fell into it, was worth 2 shleim. Now that the dvash and the tavlin fell into it, it's worth 4 shleim. But if I were to purchase this dvash or tavlin on its own, it would be worth a sela. That's what happens. When you buy ingredients, it's worth so much. After you mix it into the product, the whole product is worth a lot more. So now that I want to redeem this wine outside of Yerushalayim, because I want to bring the money to Yerushalayim, how much money? Can I take 4 shleim of Maaser Sheni money and say, now this better tasting wine is worth 4 shleim? Or do I say, well, ingredients worth a sela fell into it, so therefore I can only use 3 shleim of Maaser Sheni money? Zakta Mishnah, Shevach Lefi Cheshbin. So again, let's go with our numbers that we used earlier. The wine to start with was worth 2 shleim. If I went to the store and I bought dvash and tavlin, it would cost me a sela. You're telling me now that the total mixture, because it's already mixed in and it was done right, is worth 4 shleim. How much Maaser Sheni am I going to use to redeem this wine? I don't want to use Maaser Sheni coins to redeem the dvash and the tavlin. Those were chulin. On the other hand, it made the Maaser Sheni better. So in a way, I can use a little bit of the Maaser Sheni for the dvash and the tavlin. And the answer is, I'm going to look at the total value before and afterwards. Before it was mixed, Maaser Sheni is worth 2 shleim, the dvash and the tavlin is worth a sela. That means the Maaser Sheni is worth 2/3 of the total value. Now that it's mixed together, the price goes up even more. It's a final product. How much am I going to use over here for my Maaser Sheni coins to redeem this better mixed wine that has Maaser Sheni wine and chulin, dvash, and tavlin? I'm going to say that being that the wine was 2/3 of the value before it was mixed, I'm going to pay for 2/3 of how much it got better. Nu, how much did it get better? And the answer is it got better 1 sela. It's worth a sela more because it was mixed together. So how much should I pay for Maaser Sheni coins for that getting better? And the answer is 2/3. 2/3 of a sela, because it got better by a sela. One more time. The raw ingredients would be wine, that costs 2 sela. Dvash and tavlin, that costs 1 sela. Mixed together, final product is 4 sela. So, besides of the ingredients, the work, the fact that it's mixed together to have a final product, that's a sela. How much am I going to pay for Maaser Sheni money? I'll pay for the wine, that's 2 sela. I'm not going to pay for the dvash and the tavlin, that's chulin, it's not Maaser Sheni. I am going to pay for the fact that my Maaser Sheni got better. So if it got better by a sela, I'm paying 2/3 of a sela, because that's how much the proportion of the wine was before we mixed it together. Viter, says the Mishnah. Let's go from wine to fish. Doug, and we have fish. Shenis bashlu imakafalutas. That was cooked with kind of vegetable called leeks. But these leeks were Maaser Sheni. Was the fish Maaser Sheni? And the answer is fish is not Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni is only something that grows from the ground. So we know. If we're outside of Yerushalayim, we didn't buy anything yet with the Maaser Sheni money. What we have is original Maaser Sheni. It can't be fish. It has to be the kaflutai. So we have chulin fish that was cooked with Maaser Sheni kaflutai. Vishbichu, as a result, it's worth more now. In other words, the mixture is worth more than how much it would cost to buy fish and kaflutais on their own. So here too we say, HaShevach Lefi Cheshbin. Now I want to convert it to coins and take the coins to Yerushalayim, because maybe carrying fish all the way to Yerushalayim is not such a good idea. Zakta Mishnah, HaShevach Lefi Cheshbin. Just like we said in regard to the wine. We'll say the same thing we said by the wine. Let's say, for argument's sake, the kaflutais are worth 2 shleim, and the fish is worth a sela. And now that it's perfectly spiced together, it's 4 slayim. So the value of the Meiser Sheni was 2/3 to start with. It's going to pay 2/3 of the Shvach. And he's going to pay 2 2/3 of a Sela. That's how much he's going to give for Meiser Sheni money to redeem this. And he's going to continue to carry the money to Yerushalayim. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Now here it's going to be different. We have Isa Shal Meiser Sheni, a dough of Meiser Sheni, Shafah, that was baked, and as a result, Vishbicha. It's now worth more. So I had a dough of Meiser Sheni. I baked it, now it's worth more. How much Meiser Sheni money should I spend? Meaning to say, how much Meiser Sheni money do I need to redeem this cake or this challah? It's like the Mishnah here, Hashevach L'Sheni. What does that mean, Hashevach L'Sheni? How much it's worth more is all added to Meiser Sheni. So let's say a dough cost a sela, and that same dough after you bake it cost 2 slayim, then you'll pay 2 slayim for Meiser Sheni. Are you going to come with a taina, but the wood that was used for the fire, that was chumen wood? No. Whatever the bread cost, whatever the challah cost, that's how much she's going to take for Meiser Sheni money. Zakt de Mishnah Zek, while this is the rule, kol she shifchei nikar, where the chulin item that caused it to be worth more is nikar, it stands out, it's recognizable. You can measure it and say, there's more. You can weigh it and say there's more. The wine that has dvash and tavel in it, you can weigh it. Or maybe you could measure it. If I had a quart, now I have a quart and a half. The kaflutis that has fish in it, or the fish that has kaflutis in it, lamaisa, it's bigger, it weighs more. That's when we say, you don't have to pay for the whole chulin. But here, if you look at the final item, it doesn't weigh anymore, and it's not any larger because of the wood. So, v'chol she'ein shivchoi nikr, as in the case of where you took a Meiser Sheni dough and baked it, hashevach l'sheni, whatever it's worth now more, is all going to come from Meiser Sheni money. So, chazing over our Mishnah, we learned over here in Perik Bey's Mishnah Aleph, what can you do with Meiser Sheni? You can eat it, you can drink it, smear it on your skin. You can eat it in a normal way. You're not mechuyev to eat it if it's spoiled. And you can't eat it, let's say, raw, if normally it's eaten cooked. You can rub onto your skin things that are normally rubbed into skin or onto skin, like oil, but not wine or vinegar of Meiser Sheni. We learned that you shouldn't be mefatim, like pitta makteiris. Do a whole mixture with psamim and perfume with the Meiser Sheni. One reason is because the psamim absorbs the oil, and that gets thrown away. And you shouldn't purchase with dmei Meiser Sheni oil that has become mefotim, that somebody already mixed the perfume into it, because that was very expensive. Stam people didn't buy it, only very delicate people that were used to fine things, and that's not considered normal use of Meiser Sheni money. You can, however, add special spices to wine, according to Wamshas, because over here you drink it together with the wine, so nothing is getting lost. If I am on my way to Yerushalayim with regular Meiser Sheni wine, let's say that's worth 2 sloyim, dvash and tavlin fell into it. By the way, even though the Mishnah says dvash and tavlin fell into it, you're allowed to lechatchila mix it into it. The dvash and the tavlin are chulin. Now I see, I can't take this to Yerushalayim, I have to redeem it for money. How much money? I can't use Meiser Sheni money for the dvash and tavlin, that's chulin. On the other hand, the whole thing is worth more. So let's go to our numbers again. Let's say the wine was worth 2 sloyim. The dvash and the tavlin, if I bought it as ingredients in a store, would be worth a sela. And now that it's mixed in together, the whole mixture is worth 4 sloyim. So I'm going to say, originally before it was mixed, the wine was worth 2, the spices were worth 1. So the wine is 2/3 of the total ingredients. Now that it got better, I'm going to pay 2/3 of how much it got better. So it got better by a sela, because the raw ingredients would be 3. The mix is 4. I'm going to pay from my Meiser Sheni money, where I'm going to be paid it with 2 2/3. 2, that's for the wine, and 2/3 for the shvach, for how much it got better. Same is true if I had kaflutais, which are leeks, kind of a vegetable that got mixed up with fish, Not that it got mixed up. You put it in as a spice to start with. It's a dish, vegetables and fish. But the fish is chulin. And it's worth more because it's mixed together. So whatever the percentage is of the Maaser Sheni, that's how much of the percentage I'm going to pay of how much it got better. On the other hand, if I had a dough of Maaser Sheni that I just plain baked and it got better, I don't say, well, there's the firewood here. No, no. You can't measure the firewood in this challah. You can't weigh it in the challah. And being that it's not recognizable in the challah, then I'm going to take the Maaser Sheni money and pay whatever challah is worth. I'm going to be paid it with whatever challah is worth and take that amount of money to Yerushalayim.